综合模拟演练十。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Would you like a cup of tea?
I'd rather have some coffee if you don't mind.
Milk and sugar?
Milk without sugar, please. Text 2. Excuse me, could you tell me how much the Thai is?
Sure, $16 for each. You may pay $2 less for two.
Well, I will take two. Text 3. Aha! So many people here.
This is an interesting exhibition, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very good, but I like oil paintings better. Text 4.
Why isn't Betty coming downstairs to eat?
She isn't feeling well.She just took some pills, and now she's sleeping.
Doesn't she have an exam tomorrow?
Oh, I called her teacher just now. She said Betty could take it next week.
Text 5.
How are you getting on with your classmates?
Well, I'm getting on well with most of my classmates, though I have been in this school for only a month. They are all very friendly to me.
I'm glad to hear that.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
There is a food stand over there. Do you want anything?
Nothing for me, thanks. I have already had a bottle of water.
I want a bag of chips and a soda. Are you sure you don't want any chips, Jane?
Yes. My mother is cooking dinner now, and I want to save my appetite.
You're so lucky that your mother is a good cook.
We will have cream cake for dessert this evening.I will save you a piece if you want, John.
I love cake. Can you save me two more pieces?
No problem.
There is a food stand over there. Do you want anything?
Nothing for me, thanks. I have already had a bottle of water.
I want a bag of chips and a soda. Are you sure you don't want any chips, Jane?
Yes.My mother is cooking dinner now, and I want to save my appetite.
You're so lucky that your mother is a good cook.
We will have cream cake for dessert this evening. I will save you a piece if you want, John.
I love cake. Can you save me two more pieces?
No problem.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Have you finished reading the newspaper, John?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. There is a lot to read in the Sunday papers.
Well, could you please give me some of the pages to look at? Sunday is the only day that I have time to read the paper.
Do you want to read the women's section?
No, I'd prefer the sports pages.
Do you want to eat something?
Yes, butter and bread, please.Have you finished reading the newspaper, John?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. There is a lot to read in the Sunday papers.
Well, could you please give me some of the pages to look at? Sunday is the only day that I have time to read the paper.
Do you want to read the women's section?
No, I'd prefer the sports pages.
Do you want to eat something?
Yes, butter and bread, please.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
How did you like the English evening organized by the first year students?
Very much indeed. I thought some of the items were wonderful.
What did you like best?
Well, the singing group was good, and the storytelling was so interesting. And I especially liked the poem recited by the girl with long pigtails. She's got such good pronunciation.
How about the play put on by Class 6?
I thought it was quite a success. Their introduction was a bit faulty here and there, but the acting was good. They certainly did an exciting job.
I agree with you. And they wrote the play themselves, you know. How did you like the English evening organized by the first year students?
Very much indeed. I thought some of the items were wonderful.
What did you like best?
Well, the singing group was good, and the storytelling was so interesting.And I especially liked the poem recited by the girl with long pigtails. She's got such good pronunciation.
How about the play put on by Class 6?
I thought it was quite a success. Their introduction was a bit faulty here and there, but the acting was good. They certainly did an exciting job.
I agree with you. And they wrote the play themselves, you know.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
What a terrible day it is!
Yes, it is very bad.
Is the weather always like this?
No, I think it will be fine soon.
I hope you're right. We don't want to be stuck here all morning.
Quite right.
What is the weather forecast for today?
Rainy in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon.
It has been raining for the past few days.
I don't think weather like this can last long.
Do you think it will be fine tomorrow?
Perhaps. The weatherman says it will clear up tomorrow.
What a terrible day it is.
Yes, it is very bad.
Is the weather always like this?
No, I think it will be fine soon.
I hope you're right. We don't want to be stuck here all morning.
Quite right.
What is the weather forecast for today?
rainy in the morning, and cloudy in the afternoon.
It has been raining for the past few days.
I don't think weather like this can last long.
Do you think it will be fine tomorrow?
Perhaps. The weatherman says it will clear up tomorrow.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Today we will talk about how to learn languages.First, you should use the target language you want to learn. You can watch a movie in that language, which will help you stay interested in learning vocabulary and phrases. You can also watch TV, read news reports, and listen to radio. You know, anything that you can hear regularly is really helpful. Next, keeping a situational notebook is a good habit. You can use a certain phrase over and over again.And so if you can remember just one particular phrase in each setting, then you can immediately speak the language and have more confidence. Thirdly, I personally believe that traveling abroad to learn the language is a good choice, can make it easier, faster, and much more enjoyable. You know, a good learning environment is of great use to help a learner to use this language,rather than mechanically learn it.
Today we will talk about how to learn languages. First, you should use the target language you want to learn. You can watch a movie in that language, which will help you stay interested in learning vocabularies and phrases. You can also watch TV, read news reports, and listen to radio. You know,Anything that you can hear regularly is really helpful. Next, keeping a situational notebook is a good habit. You can use a certain phrase over and over again. And so, if you can remember just one particular phrase in each setting, then you can immediately speak the language and have more confidence. Thirdly, I personally believe that traveling abroad to learn the language is a good choice.Can make it easier, faster, and much more enjoyable. You know, a good learning environment is of great use to help a learner to use this language rather than mechanically learn it.